You in danger, girl.
All right, girl. This library is now open.
Fill the tea, catch the shade, clock the look, sharpen the blade. Keep it real, don't hold back, tell it like it is, let it grow.
Welcome everybody to the Keeping It Real Cap, and I am joined by the world famous Publicity.
And how are you all doing tonight?
We're doing well, darling, and you?
I'm fabulous, darling. Fabulous.
You have your tea ready, hunty?
Of course. You have your tea together.
Oh, I have plenty.
Girl, well, I hope you got 2 gallons so you can spill some.
Bitch, I got that sweet tea, and it's 3 gallons. I got a bucket full of it.
Yes, bro. Well, you know me. I got that peach tea light ice.
With extra sugar.
Okay, because you know... You know, the tea got to be sweet.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the RuPaul's Drag Race Keeping It Recap. And we have a lot to discuss tonight after last night's episode. And we have a special call-in guest for this evening, Miss Sarah Converted. She's a little tied up right now. But she gonna give us a little call. What did you think of last night's episode before spilling any kind of RuPaul tea?
The episode was cute, you know. It was
Who made
cute.
You gag? Who really had you gagging last night, darling?
Builder. I mean, Bob the Drag Queen.
Bob did slay last night. That main challenge. Were you surprised at who they brought back without mentioning yet?
No.
It was kind of obvious.
Yeah. And before, without mentioning, I feel like the person they brought back was the only real type, was the only solution. It was the only person they could bring back. It would have brought anybody else back when it makes sense.
Well, they could have brought back Tatiana from season 2. I would have lived for that.
A lot of the girls were speculating online that it was Miss Porkchop.
That, if they brought back Miss Porkchop, I would have died. What would you have done had they brought back Miss Porkchop?
Girl, I would have gagged. And the shade of it is, like, it was rumors, like, circulating around. Circulating. Why can't I talk tonight?
Circumcising around.
Girl, these listeners don't know I'm from the project. They don't know, but yes. There was some rumors circulating around, like, before the season even started. Porkchop was making a comeback. And then I gagged, bitch, before he announced who the returning person was. I can't remember which queen, but one queen was like, what if it's Porkchop?
That would have been crazy.
Girl, yeah. But if season ain't over, Miss Porkchop might just storm through, bitch.
She should.
She may have a return somewhere later in the season, bitch. She might storm through.
So we'll discuss the mini challenge right now. Why don't you share what the mini challenge was to all of our handful of listeners?
I can't remember what the actual title of the mini challenge was, but the girls were giving black robes, like judge robes.
I think it was the Supreme Court nominee, right?
I believe so.
Yes.
They were giving black robes, and Ru told the girls to go drag up the robe money. The mini challenge was, so the girls had, 30 minutes to take this black robe and turn it into something other than a black robe, bitch.
And give us, justice in the Supreme Court realness.
Yes. And I love, I believe everyone wrote their own, little tagline.
Yeah.
That Ru was coming out with, and I think it was part of the challenge, too. And a lot of them were really, really funny.
Which one made you laugh the most?
Probably, girl, to be honest with you, none of them were boring, but probably Kim Cheese. Kim Cheese, Bob Draglin was funny, Chi-Chi's was funny, and Naomi's was funny.
You know who made me laugh, but it was for the wrong reason, was Cynthia's.
Girl, I knew you were going to say that, bitch. You know what? That's so crazy because she is so lovable because she is like the Rose. You know the Rose from Golden Girls? She's like the Rose in real life, bitch.
Yes.
She's the real life Rose. I live for her. I really like that personality. When she first walked into the workroom in the first episode, I was like, ugh, girl, she's going to be too much. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she turned out to be, a really lovable character because she's just so ditzy and doesn't have a clue. And you can't help but just fall in love with a bitch.
I think what they wanted out of her was for her to be this season's Yara Sophia.
Yeah.
But it just didn't work out because Yara is, oozes charisma without even trying.
That's true.
That's true.
They were very lovable.
She wasn't as charismatic.
They're both very, very lovable, but they are very, very different.
Correct.
I think the only similarity they had was they were both from Puerto Rico, and both of those bitches were loud. So I think casting was bitch, she's going to be the next guy.
Yeah.
Bring
up and one. They were both like, what the fuck did you just say, girl?
And Yara was sickening, bitch. Yara is sick.
To this day.
To this very day. I think one of my favorite looks from Yara, it was the look she gave after she had left Drag Race, but it was the look when she was completely covered in jewels.
Yeah.
Did you see that look? Missy didn't have no wig. She didn't have no dress, but she was completely covered in jewels, bitch. When I seen that look, my heart literally stopped.
Did you just start having heart palpitations?
Yes,
yeah.
It was so traumatic.
So who were your top three looks this evening for the mini challenge?
For the mini challenge, it would have to be Mrs. Smalls, Naomi Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably my top look. She slayed. I'm just going on looks now. I'm not going based on taglines and anything. Her look was sickening. I actually liked Thorgy's look because she made me laugh a little just from her look. It was really funny.
Thorgy Thor, I am really growing to love her, and we will talk about why, but I know at first, if you remember our conversations, Pub, I was really hard on her. I was like, she's annoying. She's just going to be that extra bitch, and I'm not going to like her. And I really do like her.
You know what? We both pretty much had, the original. We had the same feelings, but the only difference is I still feel the same way.
You like
Just
her, though.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Put it on pause, honey. Miss Sarah, are you online?
I believe so.
Yes, bitch. Welcome to the Keeping It Rewcast.
Hello.
We're going to pretend like we have, like, applause and shit in the background. Yay!
Here, we'll give her a... Here.
Yay! I did a round of applause for making my booty clap. Hey, sweetie, I did a round of applause for making my booty clap.
Oh, alright.
Why don't you give our listeners a little taste of what you bring to the table? Give them a little something.
Tell them about yourself.
Yes.
What would they like to know?
You know,
besides
just a little
the
cute little, you know, the cute tea. You know, the cute tea.
Like your name, where can we see you perform
at? My name is Sarah Converted. I am a bearded queen. I am from Pennsylvania. I'm 22. But I live in San Francisco.
What's your sign?
In the world. My sign is a Cancer.
Ooh, emotional. Intriguing.
My least favorite part about doing drag is putting on damn lashes. Tell you what.
Girl, let me tell you, a lot of people who don't like getting geesh, they do not understand the struggle of fucking lashes.
They are the hardest thing in the world.
Is the struggle real with lashes?
Oh, girl, the struggle's so real.
But you know,
like,
the struggle... Lashes seem to have, like, a mind of their own. 97% of the time when I put them on. I'm like, I want
it's
you to go
kind
right
of
here.
Like, it's like going to Safeway, wanting your favorite food, but your food stamps don't come in until tomorrow, and it's on sale today. Not tomorrow.
Yes! That was the perfect analogy.
I love analogy.
I'm like, listen. I'm like, listen, eyelash, you're going to go right here. And she'd be like, uh-uh, bitch, I'm going over here.
All the way over on the other side of your face.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I'm comfortable right where I'm is. Girl.
So, Miss Thing, Miss Sarah Converted, what made you want to get into drag, honey?
I needed a positive outlet. Because I started doing drag around the time that I found out I was HIV positive, which is where my name comes from. I needed something that would make me happy and not have to think about it.
Is this
so
something that you've
Sarah
always
Converted.
Wanted to do?
What?
I said, is that something that you've always wanted to do, you know, do drag, and then this event happened, and you were like, I need a creative outlet. Okay, let me start doing drag. Or is it... You didn't really think about it, and then all of a sudden you were like, you know what, I'm going to start doing drag.
They kind of both came at the same time. I wanted to do drag, and then I just didn't know how to do it, and then I kind of found a way in with that event.
Okay.
Okay. You know what, that's interesting, because I know this isn't like, this is kind of like off the schedule here, but it's very interesting she said that she found a way in, because I know the drag scene here where I'm from is very brutal to get in, and I'm from like Timbuktu, Alabama, where it's nothing but cotton fields, pine trees, and light poles. You know what I'm saying? So you would think like it would be like, very, very hard to get into like the drag scene, but it seems like so fucking competitive. I can only imagine what the drag scene is like in San Francisco. Was it hard for you to get into the drag scene?
No, because there's so many queens that already do it that you can easily find someone to help you.
That's okay. What's up.
That is cute. Do you have a drag mother? And who inspires you?
I do not have a drag mother, but the person that inspires me the most that I... as I've been told that it look like the most, would be Ariel Androgyny, who lives up in Seattle.
Okay, I'm going to look her up right now. I want to see her.
I know, let's Google that bitch. She's just giving me bearded androgyny for days, Zolly.
I don't think I found her. I looked her on Google, and Google don't know who she is. Let me do a Facebook search. Or she may be one of these pictures. There's like so many pictures of her with so many different people. Let me do a Facebook search. Because me and Marco, here recently, we have this newfound obsession with Beardy Queen.
Yes,
I mean,
we do.
I just like, here's the thing with me, and the reason why I like your look so much and the fact that you're Beardy Queen is I love the different contrast in the shade area between masculine and feminine. So many people try to define what masculinity is and what femininity is, and they tend to overlook the fact that a large percentage of today's population falls in between the two. So when people like getting geeked and getting dragged and they blur the lines between these social norms, it kind of makes me live for it a little more than,
it's a gender
drag. Exactly. Okay, fine. I'll give up.
The best part about it.
So I have another question, if you don't mind me asking.
Oh,
what exactly inspired you to be a bearded queen?
Laziness.
You know,
I mean,
what?
If you want the real tea, I was just kind of lazy to shave my beard the first time, and it ended up turning into a good look that I liked, and I kept it that way.
All right, one time for laziness. Push through laziness.
Have you ever done drag without the beard?
Yes.
I did a full performance without a beard. Actually, I did quite a few performances without a beard because it didn't grow back that fast. Pardon?
So did you live for your performances without a beard? Or has your beard became like a part of you?
My beard's become a part of me. There's like certain distinct things that Sarah does that some queens won't do and don't do.
Oh, and then we need to know what they won't and don't do right now. What does Sarah do that other queens will not do?
Trying to think. I should know these things, but there's differences. Okay, so I'm not going to say that all queens do this, but I don't like to conform to one clique of queens.
Mm-hmm.
Where in San Francisco there's multiple. I feel like the girl from Mean Girls who asks or says that she just wants to eat cake and rainbows and for all of us to be happy, I kind of feel like her sometimes because I just wish that there weren't so many cliques of queens in the city because...
Is it cliquish like that or like the queens, can they be nice or are they... It just depends on the clique.
There are some queens that are kind of catty. I mean, I'm not going to say names because...
No, we need names right now or we're dropping the call.
That is too bad.
Just kidding. We won't do you
I
like
throw
that.
Myself under the bus for no one.
Oh, there's the bus driving by. Let's throw some queens under it.
Well, girl, come sit next to me and tell me all the dirty things. You don't have to say live on air. I'll do it for you.
So, to date, what has been your fondest drag moment?
I did a performance with my best friend. And I don't know, like, not having to worry about someone else screwing up my moment, mm-hmm. and knowing that he was doing everything that he could to make my moment mine. Probably one of the best drag moments that I've had.
Oh, that's cute, though.
He is a true Cancer. You are a true Cancer.
What super emotional did you guys perform to?
It was called Pendulum by FKA Twigs.
Okay.
Okay. I have a very interesting question.
Okay.
You know, me and Mark on the show, we're very versatile, like. We're versatile on this podcast. Yes, this is an extremely versatile podcast. So I want to ask you, could you tell us your favorite top three drag queens and your bottom three drag queens? It can be local girls, it can be Drag Race girls, it can be just random girls who've met traveling the world.
Okay. This is something that is going to throw me under the bus.
Yes,
top three.
Like your favorite three drag queens.
I'm going to choose Drag Race because I know that's not going to throw me under the bus for at least a couple years.
Okay.
I mean, at least until I go on there. I mean, then it's going to fuck me over.
Yeah!
So Sarah's first favorite drag queen is Marco. Oh, just kidding.
Girl, if you did drag, maybe.
My whole existence is drag.
Push through. We born naked, baby, and the rest is drag.
Okay. So, realty. Yeah, I'm going to choose Drag Race. Top three. Acid Betty, Bob the Drag Queen. This is just from this season.
No, it could be from all seasons. All seasons.
Oh, shit. All right, then.
You have eight to choose from.
I know, that's so many. Raven, top.
Mm-hmm.
Bob the Drag Queen.
Wow.
And Detox.
Ooh. Work.
Detox. Interesting lineup.
Uh-huh. Okay, now give us your bottom three.
Okay.
Let me get my
bottom number
around.
One has always been this. I have not liked her from season four at all, and that would be Tyra Sanchez.
That's season
from this
two.
Season. Pardon?
Tyra Sanchez is season two, the other Tyra.
Girl. I'm not perfect, okay?
I know, but that's why we love you.
Yeah. So, Tyra Sanchez, I don't really like her.
You should. She got her teeth fixed now.
That's great. She was just kind of... She was very not happy throughout the whole entire season.
True tea.
Second, probably be... Oh, Serena Cha-Cha. Hated her.
She was giving me Tragedy Anne.
She was always giving Tragedy Anne.
Yes.
From Drag Race, three would be Fifi O'Hara.
Damn. That was scathing. Okay, now give us your bottom three drag queens from San Francisco. Just kidding.
No.
We don't want you to get desperate.
Straight up, no.
We don't want to... I know one of them, but we ain't going to go there. I don't want you getting death threats.
Well, thank you for looking out for me.
Of course. So, give us your 5-year drag plan. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I would like to curate my own show. Drag Race is always a possibility. And I'm going to try and better my drag.
How do you plan to do that?
The same way that I started, which was taking advice from different queens of how to do makeup.
Okay.
That's how I got my look. I just compiled it all together and made one big look. I want to be more versatile with my drag, trying out different things, making sure that I'm me the whole entire time.
But being you, do you feel like you as a drag queen could change?
I could definitely change.
And grow and try new things and stuff?
Yeah, but I'm still not going to lose my heart that I have for drag.
Of course not. So, like Publicity was saying, we're extremely versatile on this podcast. And it's not just all seriousness with us. We do like to have some fun. And by fun, we like to play a little game called Marry, Fuck, Kill. We'll say three names of some celebrities or well-known people. And you have to tell us whether you would marry them, fuck them, or kill them. So,
all right.
I have a great three to start off with. Marry, fuck, kill, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio.
Oh, God. I can't just kill them all?
No, bitch.
All right. I think, well, marriage doesn't really matter because you don't have to believe what they believe or do what they do. So I'd probably marry Donald Trump for his money.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Hold up. I got to look up the other two. I'd probably fuck Mark Rubio, kill Ted Cruz.
Yes, bitch. And Publicity, how about you, darling?
She's still with it?
She should be.
Hello. Oh, y'all had me muted. I've been sitting here talking the whole time. Screws me.
No, I don't know how you got muted, honey. So, marry, fuck, kill Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio.
Listen, I'm kind of in a dilemma here, Dwellings, because in reality, these three men have been courting me for some time now.
Wow.
And I am actually trying to figure out what I'm going to do, but I think I figured it out. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to marry Marco Rubio. Because out of the three, he's, like, the most attractive. He, you know, he got a little bit of money. He ain't got strong money, but he got just a little bit, you know.
He got a few coins.
And I a couple little cute little coins or whatever. And I think I would, you know, I would lay and have relations with Ted Cruz. The only reason I lay have sex relations with Ted Cruz is so I can have my hidden camera set up and I can capture it, and then I can ruin his reputation because, you know, I'm going to leak it to Gawker.
But as a mermaid, would you show him where your blowhole is?
Yeah, listen, I'm a mermaid. I don't know if you guys knew this about me, but I'm a mermaid, and, you know, I'm a father's King Trident. I don't know if you guys knew that either. He's very powerful in the other
King
realm.
Trident, so that's why you're Tyra Banks.
Thank you. Yes. You
tried it. Okay.
And I would kill Donald Trump simply to make America great again.
Yes. That's the quote of the night. I would. Oh, my God.
This is so hard. I think I would marry Donald Trump for his money. I would fist fuck Marco Rubio and then trash bag him. And I would do away with Ted Cruz because he's awful and he is the epitome of self-hate. So, the end. So, Miss Publicity, do you want to give him our next three choices?
Yes, I would love to give him the next three choices. I have, like, two. Okay, I know what I'm going to do. Marry, fuck, kill, Caitlyn Jenner, Kylie Jenner, and Kris Jenner.
Well, I mean,
obviously we gotta keep it in the family. So I'd probably marry Kris Jenner. Fuck Kylie Jenner. And kill Caitlyn.
Damn, how could you do that to Miss Caitlyn?
Well, let's see, because I don't think she depicts anything with any LGBT community.
True T. Miss Publicity, why don't you give them the hilarious reply?
Okay, this is what I would do. I would marry Caitlyn Jenner. I think we can get the most money out of all three of these queens put together. I had to Google that. I was Googling that while you answered, and I found Caitlyn Jenner worth $100 million, Kris worth $20 million. So I'm going to marry Caitlyn. And I feel like Caitlyn can be persuaded. And y'all know my persuasion can fuel a nation. I would have to marry her. I would, like, hate fuck Kylie Jenner. Like, I would go ahead and fuck her.
What does hate fuck mean? Explain that.
Okay, hate fuck or brush fuck. It's a strange thing going. But it's like, let's say, for instance, you're with your man, right? And you know he's been cheating on you with some little twink who go-go dances at the booty club. And you find out about it, but he don't know that you know. So this is what you do. You get him in the bedroom, you get the little candles lit, put him in the bed, bitch, turn it up a romantic night, getting him naked, and when I tell you, you forcefully fuck him to the point that it's pleasurable for you but not for him.
When oh, damn.
In so much pain that he's not enjoying it, sort of like you're raping the person you're with. I don't want to say that because, you know,
rape is horrible. A powerful word.
Exactly. I don't want to make light of a situation. Rape victims, but like grudge fucking, like you're just fucking them and you're torturing them through sex, basically. I don't want to grudge fuck her. And girl, I guess that I'll actually have to kill Kris because she started all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
She has to pay.
That damn troglodyte.
I have another Mary Flood here that's very, very interesting, and I would love to hear you guys' answer on this.
Please.
Okay, Mary Flood here, Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger dwelling, and Chucky.
Chucky would be dead in a minute.
You would kill Chucky?
I don't fuck with that.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So continue.
One goddamn bit. sorry, little dolls that like to chase me with an axe. No fucking way, thank you.
Could be hot.
Or a knife, whatever. You said Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could marry Freddy Krueger because he only comes at night, which is when I like most men to come.
Mm.
Yes!
You wanted that real fee, girl.
We're getting it.
And then, let's see. Fuck Jason Voorhees. Because I feel like he's into fetish things.
Clearly.
Clearly, Paulie. I'm living a little. Me, personally, though, I would marry Chucky. Because out of everyone mentioned, Chucky is the only one who has that heart, who shows the capability of love. And I feel like that me and Chucky were made for each other. We're both sociopaths. We both enjoy torturing others. And we're both free spirits. So I think that me and Chucky can have an amazing companionship. I feel like he's my soulmate. I would fuck Jason Voorhees when he's a strong, silent type, and I just feel like he's everything in a bedroom. I feel like he'll just throw you down and just make you feel all cunt and fish. Love it. And I would kill Freddie because, girl, he be trying to keep me up all night, and y'all know how I be needing my sleep. And anybody got time for that? And he be telling corny jokes. I don't see how we should let him live with all these corny jokes he be telling. And he's just not attractive. The end.
Would you burn shame him?
No.
Okay, good. I would. I would marry Freddie because he's just been through the struggle. I think I would fuck Jason because he's bigger, he's big and strong, and I bet you he has a big dick. I bet you. And I would kill Chucky because what am I going to do with a doll?
I'm going to come with my man.
I can't. And he has that little, like, Ken, no-dick-having body. Honey, I can't deal with that. And he has those little fingers, so he couldn't even do that. With no hole.
Oh, he got a hole, honey.
I just can't.
I love you, Chucky, if you're listening.
Well, Miss Sarah, was it as good as you thought it was going to be?
Yeah.
Was it as good for you as it was for us?
Pardon?
I said, was it as good for you as it was for us?
Hold on. Right now, I'm trying to put a condom in.
You're trying to put a condom on?
Oh, really? Yes, Ben. Be safe out there.
All right, then. Girl, turn up for the night, then.
Yes, yeah, send some pictures. You're trying to put that condom on.
Contact.
Oh, you were way wrong, publicity.
Bro, I thought you said just put a condom on.
How can our listeners get in contact with you to see your pictures? Where are you going to be performing? Give shout out. Give out your information. Let our listeners find you and shower you with love.
I perform at Meomix every Tuesday at the Stud in San Francisco. I'm on Facebook at Sarah Converted. Contacts are a pain in the ass. I hate lashes. That's about all I got.
All right, then. And so what we do now, we're just going to continue discussing Drag Race Season 8, Episode 3. You're more than welcome to stay and give us your opinions, your tea, your insights, since this is your gig. Or you can just say, peace out, bitches. I'll catch you later. It's up to you.
Well, I do gotta go to a show, so I must say peace out, bitches.
And you know what? It was real. It was fun, but it wasn't real fun. No, just kidding. It was good.
It was orgasmic.
It was super orgasmic. I'm actually smoking 3 cigarettes right now at the same time because it was that good.
And I'm vaping.
That's the time.
Well, good
Thank
night,
you,
Charlie.
Have
amazing. A great. I really am. Have a great night tonight. Have a great show. Turn it out. Make the crowd lift you. And if any of you bitches are listening or going to the show, y'all hoes better tip.
Yes, tip your drag queens. Don't be stingy with it.
I'm going with Jean Grey.
And they accept EVT.
Yes, they do accept EVT.
There's no excuses.
No, we don't.
Girl, if I gave you a show and sent you a cube, girl, if I gave you a show and sent you a cube, thank you, would it take it?
Sarah, all right.
Well,
Sarah, just let him give you that Nelly tip drill. Slide the EVT card through the cheeks. Good night,
well,
babe.
Ladies.
We'll be in touch with you later, honey.
Awesome.
Man.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah, that was cute, though, wasn't it? That was kind of really cute.
That was fun.
But
I was trying to be, like, overtly sexual.
I kind of got a boner while you were just going in with her.
Oh, my God. You sad?
Yes.
Speaking of boners, let's get to this week's episode.
Totally. I had a boner for this week's episode. So, surprise, surprise. Naomi Smalls won the mini challenge, and guess who they brought back? Yes, bitch. They brought back Nayshia Lopez.
Nayshia Lopez.
Yay!
Who,
if you had your choice to bring back any queen from any of the seasons, who would you snatch back?
What's her name? What's that Crawford chick name? That Crawford bitch from season 7? From season 6?
No. Magnolia
Why you
Crawford.
Tell me no? Magnolia Crawford. I'd run.
Bitch, no. I don't even, bitch. I can't.
Riggity. I can bring her back. Yeah. Who would you bring back?
On a serious note, not Magnolia Crawford, because she played herself. Who would you bring back?
Ooh. For my entertainment purposes only, I would have brought back.
Oh, I know. Trinity K-Bonet.
Yes! I would bring her up. Trinity K-Bonet.
Yes, you're welcome.
I think she was in a lot better. I wasn't going to say her at all until you mentioned her name, but she would have done a lot better on this season, girl, I feel.
Totally. She would have slayed.
Because she would have fit more in with this season. This season is, like, more runway-heavy. Like, the girls, the queens are more runway-heavy. And I feel like on Trinity, on season 7, Trinity was the heaviest on the runway, but she was the lightest in other categories.
Yes.
I don't know. She'll have a hard time with this season, too, because there's a lot of big personalities. But I'm going to bring her back, though. Miss Dean could come back and turn it out.
She could Tina turn it out this season. I think so.
Yes, God.
I would bring back none other than Tatiana. I think that she's grown a lot since season 3. Season 2. And I think her looks have been amazing. She just did this amazing performance to Demi Lovato's Confident. And I just think that she has, she's just really grown as a drag queen. And I think she would slay it. She has it. What do you think about them bringing back Nayshia Lopez? Were you really surprised by it?
No, I was not surprised by it at all. I kind of figured it was going to bring Nayshia Lopez back because it wouldn't make sense for them to bring anybody else back unless they brought somebody back from, like, season 1 or season 2. And another thing, I'm glad you asked me that. This is something that has been bothering me, darling. Have you noticed to, like, the non-winners from, like, season 1, season 2, and season 3 doesn't tend to have that much of a platform than the non-winners from the other season?
Yeah.
And, like, because girls from, like, season 5 and back that didn't win still were able to create these major fucking platforms. And I think maybe because Drag Race was still growing for season 1, season 2, and season 3, I'm going to have fun. But, yeah, so I think it only makes sense to bring, if she was going to bring somebody from a past season, it had to be somebody from season 1, season 2, or season 3. But I wasn't surprised with Nasha Lopez. I kind of figured it was going to be her because it made the most sense.
Do you feel like she deserves to come back, or do you feel like it's just going to be a disappointment?
I don't know yet. I feel like if I was in RuPaul's position, I would make the same decision. For the simple fact that we don't fucking know what she could have brought to the table. I don't know her outside of Drag Race, so I don't know what she could have brought to the table. I would have brought her back just to see what she can do. Like, okay, girl, you're getting a second chance now. What can you do? Because you weren't able, you didn't have the opportunity to show things before, so now you do. What do you have in that bag, honey?
It'll be interesting to see how long she lasts. I mean, you know, the curse is up with her coming back and not getting eliminated. She wasn't even bottom three this week. She was safe. So it'll be interesting to see. What do you think she would do for the Snatch Game if she makes it that long?
Oh, wow. Snatch Game. I haven't thought about that for this cast at all. I can see her doing like a J-Lo. I don't want to typecast her, but I can definitely, I'm not trying to typecast her, but she's very fucking pretty. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like she can pull off a J-Lo
impersonation for the Snatch Game.
Yeah. Yeah, I can very much see her pulling J-Lo off for the Snatch Game. I would like to see something different. I want her to shock and surprise. Like, give us something that we can never expect, bitch, and turn it out. But we'll see. Even if, we'll see if she doesn't last for the Snatch Games.
What did you think of the main challenge, the acting challenge, and why don't you tell people what it was?
Okay, the main challenge was Ruko's Empire. Basically, they had to act out a scene, like a parody scene from the show Empire, and it was called Ruko's Empire. And I feel like this was a very, very creative main challenge, sort of, kind of. I liked it. I felt like the writing could have been better for the scripts or whatever, but it was very creative. It was different. I'm loving the fact that we're getting different challenges that we've never seen on RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm loving that. And, you know, it kind of made me gag a little bit.
So who are your top three
favorites
from the acting challenge?
Okay, my top three favorites from the acting challenge would have to be Bob the Drag Queen, Thorgy Thor, and, ooh, girl, who did third slide go to? I didn't like Acid Betty's performance. I mean, I didn't hate it either.
I just don't like Acid Betty.
That's probably what it is. I don't like her either. I don't think she was top three. I don't think she deserved to be top three, but she wasn't bottom three either. Girl, I guess I would have to give it to girl, I don't know who to give. I don't know. I ain't got no other top three. Those are my two favorites.
I think it's interesting that those two played the same part, but just on different teams. So what happened was, after the mini challenge, since Naomi Smalls won, she was captain of one team, and then Nasha Lopez was captain of another, and all of Naomi Small's picks, I was like, oh, awesome. That's who I would have picked. And all of Nasha Lopez's picks, I was just like, why is she picking them?
True.
And
I understood.
So, Thorgy Thor, Bob the Drag Queen, and you know what? I'll say this. Kim Chi, I thought she was going to do horrible in this. I thought that the advice and direction that RuPaul and Faith Evans gave her, and she was able to apply it right away. I thought that showed that, okay, she can take feedback and advice and apply it to the challenge.
Yeah, here's
so
the thing about Kim. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Kimchi's going to be a force to be reckoned with on this show for the simple fact that she's very meticulous. She's everything that she does is a thought behind it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's not a sporadic queen. And even when it gave her, like, their direction, she was able to stop, think about what they were saying, and apply the information accordingly and step her pussy up. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have had out of all seasons of Drag Race is girls not being able to take the information and apply it accordingly. And the fact that she showed that tonight shows that she is going to be a major player in this game. First of all, runway, we're never going to worry about this bitch runway. Like, she's been playing every fucking runway she's putting her feet on. She's not going to play by that runway. And today, this episode showed me that she can easily become top three.
I thought what was funny about this week's episode is Robbie Turner, again, just fucking, excuse me, he just totally screwed himself. The first challenge, he gave everybody the choices of what their main stage look was going to be, screwed himself over by forgetting, oh yeah, I need to assign myself a look. Did a horrible job with the dog dress. This week's challenge, he was giving everybody acting advice. Here's what I think this character should do. Here's the blocking. Here's the voice that I think you should do. Gave everybody feedback because he's a trained actor. And what happened? He was one of the worst in this week's challenge, acting challenge. Was he not?
Oh, of course. He was horrible. And the thing with Robbie Turner is, I don't know what the thing is with Robbie. I don't understand him yet. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he has a lot of talent. Like, just watching his drag looks and his persona, I feel like he has a lot of talent. I just don't know what the fuck he's doing. Like, I'm really just lost and confused.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand it either. And I thought what was also funny is, so the two best were Bob and Thorgie Thor, the two New York queens who were playing the same characters on different teams. The two worst, in my opinion, played the same characters on different teams, Cynthia LaFontaine and Derek Barry. Her portrayal of the lesbian singer or whatever, and their big reveal was, I'm a gay woman. Those two, for this week's acting challenges, were awful, forgettable, and it was just like you completely missed the mark, in my opinion.
You know what else I was thinking? I was thinking that role right there was kind of like being thrown under the bus getting that role because you didn't have much to do in that role to stand out. You get what I'm saying?
Correct.
It's like they had, like, what, one line, and they had to fucking go all out for that one fucking line. And those two girls just couldn't. Ew.
How would you have made sure, if that was your role given, that you would have made sure you would have stolen the spotlight?
Girl, I don't know. That's kind of a hard role, honey. I guess you have to, like, pay attention to your mannerisms. And, you know, when you in the background, bitch, and you ain't got no roles, bitch, you can still play it up with just your fucking mannerisms and take the spotlight. You get, but it's really hard when you're in a scene with people, when other people have lots of lines, and you come up and you have this one fucking line and this one opportunity to sell yourself. And the line wasn't a funny line. It wasn't a joke. and they, like, make it funny. Like, you didn't even give me a joke where I got to make it funny, you know, but they should have improv'd a lot, bitch. I don't know what the fuck they should have done.
Well,
like,
that would have
been everything.
Too. With Bob the drag queen, he improv'd a lot of his lines. You could tell that he did, and that's what made it funny. He took what they gave him, and he added to it and made it even better.
You know what would have gagged me for life, though?
What?
If Derrick Barry or Cynthia Lee Fontaine, the line, they're like, I'm a strong lesbian woman, a strong gay woman, when they said this shit, and they snatched the fucking wig off, bitch, and they had cornrows, and they took the fucking clothes off, and they were dressed up like Queen Latifah off, set it off. That would have killed her.
Or if they grabbed another queen and just started tongue-kissing her, too.
They were all related, though.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, still, that would have been gaggy in a West Virginia ancestral way. Or what if they did the Janet Jackson Super Bowl thing and showed one of their titties?
Yeah.
And then blame it on...
Or she could have been, like, kept flirting with the Boo Boo Kitty character. No, that would have been cute.
There's just so much they could have done, but oh, I'm just starting to think that Derrick Barry's only good at being Britney, which is not bad. He's like the best Britney impersonator.
True T. Which kind of fucks up with Michelle's fucking critiques. It's like, this bitch Michelle's pissing me off with her critiques.
Why?
It's because she's looking at Derrick Barry, and she's like, okay, you have to give us something other than Britney. So she did the next two episodes, this bitch has not done Britney whatsoever. She tried to get as far away from Britney as she can, and then this bitch is like, okay, now show Derrick Barry. But Derrick Barry, fucking Britney impersonator.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you asking for? Like, I don't think Michelle even knows what the fuck she's asking for. I think she's just throwing shit out there just to throw shit out there and try to make you see something that'll stick.
I feel like she's even mind-fucking herself at this point.
Yeah.
Michelle, like, what do you want? What do you want, Michelle? Damn it.
Exactly. I think Derrick Barry just needs to not try to focus on what the fuck Michelle is saying. It just do fucking him.
So
I feel like I'm very scared it's gonna be his downfall and it's gonna send him home. Trying to listen to fucking Michelle and please that one bitch on the panel, and it may send his ass home because he may do something trying to please her and none of the other judges like it.
How far do you think Derek's gonna go?
If Derek stopped trying to like please Michelle, I feel like he can go far. I don't see him as being top three right now because of all the strong people. But I see him, I'm definitely making it to the Snatch Games.
Do you think Acid Betty is top three, or do you think her attitude and negativity is going to send her home early? Because Mean Girl has never won Drag Race.
Yeah, but plenty of Mean Girls made top three.
That is true. I don't know, though. Would you consider Tyra Sanchez a mean girl?
I don't know. I didn't watch her season.
That's unfortunate. And the main stage challenge, I loved the main stage challenge, how they had to give their look, but on roller skates. And how many of those queens do you think had never put on a pair of roller skates in their life?
I know at least one, bitch. Bob Drag Queen.
Yes, bitch. But she was smart because she worked her never having worn roller skates into her drag look when she came out on the main stage as a robot, because she knew in those roller skates she was going to be stiff as hell to not try to fall on her ass or bust her face.
Yeah, I like her original idea when she was trying to create, like, a Transformers look. I thought that would have been cute, but she didn't have time to. But she still turned it out. She did something that was very smart for her. That's what I like about this season. These girls are smart. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Last season, if them bitches would come out of this trying to be princesses and fell on their fucking faces on the fucking stage, all the hoes would have failed. It's last season. But this season, the girls are smart. Like, even Kim Chi, like, in the dance competition, this bitch knew she couldn't dance. She's like, well, let me play the fucking geek. Fucking fuck the dance moves up and make it part of the fucking act. Like, you know.
Yeah.
These girls are smart. That's what I like about this season. They're actually thinking.
So who are your top three looks on the main stage?
Okay, my top three looks would be Thorgy's.
Okay.
Even though this bitch is in the bottom. What's her name? Oh, gosh, what's her name? The little acting bitch who couldn't act.
Do not say Robbie Turner.
I like Robbie Turner's look.
That wig was awful. That was a shake and go.
Yeah, I like that look. She actually looked like a roller girl. She actually looked like, if you watch those movies from the 80s, like for the skating rink, you would see someone dressed like that in there.
You know what I thought was funny? Is she was living for those quote-unquote vintage sunglasses from my aunt. She must have said, oh, these sunglasses, like, five times. And I was like, girl, fuck those glasses. They ain't going to make you look any better or worse.
She thought the glasses were going to turn it out for her, dog.
She really did think those glasses were going to keep her out of the bottom, too.
Let me just say this. It's very hard to pick, like, a top three look. All these runways this season, it's been hard for me to pick top three looks because I like so many of them. These girls are runway heavy, and I like that. Because I like Chi-Chi's look. I like fucking Derrick Barry's look was cute. I like Acid Betty's look. Like, all these girls are so runway. Fuck, I can't remember Kim Chi's look. I don't think I'm going to look up her look.
I loved Naomi Smalls. I think it's just because her legs just looked even longer in roller skates. I loved Kim Chi's look, the parrot look, and then on Untouched, she said, this is the designer that I got this look from. This is the idea behind it. All her stuff is so thought out and strategized beforehand. And her makeup is just like so precise. Like the precision and detail that she puts in her makeup is incredible. It's like she paints artwork on her face every single challenge. And then I would say Bob the Drag Queen, I loved her look. It was simple, but like Michelle said, it was simple, but I could not stop focusing on it. Like, damn, she knew she couldn't roller skate, so she incorporated it into her robot look, which was, I thought, was super freaking smart of her.
It was smart. The girls were thinking. Like, to be honest with you, there's no one whose runway look, except for, except for Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Cynthia La Fontaine.
Her runway look is the only look that I did not like.
Okay, so bottom two, surprise, surprise, Cynthia La Fontaine and Robbie Turner. RuPaul gave them the choice, dance in heels or dance in skates. Cynthia LaFontaine, I want to dance in heels. Robbie Turner, ballsy, said, I'm going to dance in skates. As soon as he said skates, I thought, okay, Robbie's going to stay by Cynthia. And they had to do a lip-sync performance to Faith Evans' Mesmerize. I loved the guest judges this week. It was Faith Evans and the girl from
Tasha,
Power and
her name is Tasha. I'm trying to think of her last name. I know her first name is Tasha, though. Tasha
from Power and Empire. It ain't Tasha Mack because that's from the game, right?
Yeah, but her first name is Tasha. And from Why Did I Get Married 1 and 2.
Yeah. So, I loved when Tasha told Robbie Turner, stop victimizing yourself. You knew what you were for when you signed up for Drag Race.
Yeah, she's like, you can't be nice. This is a competition.
Yeah. This is a competition. There's no room for nice.
Yeah. I don't understand why girls don't understand that concept. I never
they
understood,
don't.
Like, when I watch these competition shows, why is there such camaraderie in there? Like, if it... I never understood that, because I know, like, if I was ever going to a competition show like that, bitch, ain't no friends. I'm be trying to sabotage you hoes and everything. Bitch, I'm be hiding
out.
But
what if, say, like, your friend Brooklyn, you guys went on the same competition show? You wouldn't at least be friendly with her?
Oh, of course. We'll plot. We'll have to plot together. We'll be, me and Brooklyn being sabotaging all the other bitches together. Me and Brooklyn make it to the top three. And then once we get to the top three, bitch, ain't no friends. What's up, ho? We beefing.
So Robbie Turner ended up winning. It was him roller skating that did it, in my opinion.
Yeah, my opinion.
And Cynthia LaFontaine had to go home. It was the black cowboy hat with the rhinestones, with the red silk button-up shirt with a red ruby necklace, the red Nike sweat shorts with the red fishnet stockings. He had on some red Nike motherfucking gym shorts on Drag Race.
Bitch, well, wait, you just mentioned the stockings, but more, bitch, those socks. Over
oh, my God, yes. Those tube socks, bitch. What?
This bitch
with
had
that,
a sock.
With that silver rhinestone belt, just her whole look was way too busy.
Way too fucking busy. Like, she had no clue what she was doing.
No clue at all. And I watched Untucked, and in Untucked, she was like, well, this is what I was thinking of wearing. And everybody was like, oh, my God, why didn't you wear that? You should have worn the bell-bottom pants with the other top that you were thinking, with no cowboy hat.
I didn't even know what I feel bad, because I forgot all about Untucked. I forgot it existed.
Yeah, they messed that up. Logo, put that back on TV. So do you think that they got it right with who went home?
Yes. Absolutely.
I do too. I think Robbie Turner needs to watch out, because he's like on the verge of getting sent home.
I feel like the first three eliminations so far, they have absolutely chosen the right people to go home.
I believe so, too. Do you think they should have brought back Nyssha Lopez?
I absolutely do think Nyssha Lopez was a good choice to bring back.
Okay.
So far, I
who
agree
do you think
is
getting voted next, voted off next?
I can very much see Robbie Turner going. Because I don't see how she can redeem herself. I just don't. I don't see her as an actress anymore.
Yeah, it's just been.
And I don't see her. And the girl's not a seamstress. We learned that out the first fucking episode.
Challenge.
Like she's not a good at creating a look on the spot.
And it's the same mistake she's made twice now. Giving everybody shit, and then she screws herself over by not thinking about herself. This is a competition. You need to strategize and think, how am I going to win this competition?
True.
Think, girl. Think, Robbie. Think, mama.
And no shade, if I was a trained actor, I wouldn't have been out of bitch giving nobody pointers.
Exactly. This ain't RuPaul's Best Friend Race, bitch.
I wouldn't have gave nobody pointers. I would let them hoes drown themselves and turn it out.
Them hoes themselves.
And giving them no shine. You would have given them Nathan.
Exactly. I'm not going to, like, if I was a RuPaul's Drag Race, I wouldn't help them. I would not. I wouldn't help them because that's stupid. Because you're going to help somebody. You're going to give them your knowledge that gives you the fucking, that gives you a benefit. But if you give it to everybody else, bitch, you have no leg up. You just put your leg down, basically. And, like, all, she's a classically, I mean, she's supposed to be a professionally trained actor. Bitch, I'm about to say classically trained actor. She's a professionally trained actor. Bitch, you should win all acting challenges. You should be in top three in every acting challenge. Like, bitch, your acting coach is very disappointed in you right now. That's what I'm saying. Like, RuPaul, sometimes she'll create a challenge specifically for a person to win. Like, I made this for you to win. Win this. And these bitches be dropping the ball. And Robbie's dropped the ball. She was supposed to win this challenge.